100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon, the host of the 100 Word Stories podcast. We have a weekly challenge today where I post the topic, you come up with the stories. That's pretty much it. How simpler can it be? The topic is a pick two, actually. Contest, hop to it, toys, pain, treading water, and protect. Although if you're treading water here, you probably have to boil it first. But that's okay. We've gotten past that. The emergency is over. We got a bunch of stories in this week, and I'll go ahead and share them with you. When we're all done, I'll wrap things up. That's how these work. Let's go.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
You will thank me for the cold soon. Watching you frantically treading water from my sanctuary in the lifeboat, I see your exertions slowing as cold and shock set in. But don't worry, I'm not going to let you drown. Your wrists are lashed firmly enough to the dinghy to assure me of that. And that freezing water really is a blessing in disguise. Trust me. You see, the sharks will come soon. And when they do, they will tear you, limb from limb, piece by piece. Then, you'll thank me for the cold and how it numbs the pain.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and today's story is called The End of the Rope. Tie a knot and hang on, I'll tie a knot around their necks, be happy and blah, blah, blah. She was grumpy all the time. The neighbors would always scatter away in all directions, hiding from her. And then came a bird. She scared it away, but the bird came back again. And again, and it brought a little twig, then another, and soon there was a nest, and baby birds. She opened a bit of the window and gave the mommy some seeds she had bought. No one could believe it when one day she simply said, "Good morning." And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
To Robert Zaino here, and for this week's pick two, I have a story on the words toys and pain. I found Jackie torturing her toys again. She'd pulled the back legs off the dog robot, and it whined as it struggled to drag itself away. The boy robot had a screwdriver jammed through his neck and twitched painfully. "Stop that at once," I screamed. "They're robots," she said. "They don't care." "How will you ever care about your baby brother if you can't care about your toy friends?" I pleaded. "He's fake too," she said, twisting the cat robot's body to make it snarl. "Daddy told me he bought it for you because you couldn't have any more children."
Good morning, this is Richard, and here's a top tip. Don't have a slice of cake immediately before trying to record one of these stories. Really doesn't work. Anyway, this is my pick two story on the topics toys and pain, and it's called Hot Stuff. She suggested spicing things up a little to restore our flagging relationship. I, being naive, surprised her with a meal at a Thai restaurant. Apparently, not the sort of spice she had in mind. I'll never forget the night she introduced me to her new toys, for all the wrong reasons. I can still remember the sickly sweet smell of lubricant and the slimy feeling as she applied it in places that I myself would only venture from necessity. But above all, the horrific pain as we realised she'd mistakenly applied chili oil instead of lube. Now that's spicy. There you go. May or may not be based on a true story. Until next week, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called, in the end, it's really about the toys. The contest is simple. He who has the most toys wins. Now, simple in no way represents easy, and one man's toy might well be greater than the net worth of a third world country. Some argue tools are toys. But I don't ascribe to this point of view. A good toy lacks any functional purpose or useful interface which allows fundamental alteration of local reality. Further, it must maintain some level of childish glee that would cause a six-year-old to smile, giggle, and clap. I'm sure Elon Musk does all three when he lights up a rocket. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 723, with a pick two challenge. So here's my story. Completing another loop around the block, Bilbert's mother pulled the car into the driveway. I don't know anyone in our neighborhood named Bologna or Rigatoni. You don't mean Alberghetti, do you? That's it. I knew it was some kind of pasta. They're still behind us, Mom. What am I going to do? His mother shook her head. As a mother, I'd love to protect you from pain and embarrassment, but you got yourself into this predicament. You'll have to get yourself out. Hop to it now. Go confront this girl. Bilbert dragged his feet as he walked toward the Ferrari. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Dave, co-host for the Jen and Dave show. You may find me on the social media as Jaded Dave. I do, I don't know what I do on there. Yeah, check it out. You'll find out there's something a little bit for everybody. Always keeping it real. Hundo P. Anyway, here's my submission for the pick two. Snow fell gently, deadening the sounds of the forest like a tomb. I withdrew my sword without effort and stared across the white field to my nemesis. Enraged, I charged at my opponent. "Fill your hand, you son of a bitch," I screamed. Our blades crossed and clanged as our footwork crushed the snow, each of us furiously slashing to preserve one another's life. I was quick. I was skilled. I was not the victor. The pain in my gut exploded as her reddened steel was pulled from my side with a boot kick. Who will protect my family now? Thanks for listening.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Klaus the toy maker likes to make toys for the children of the village, and the children love the toys. But he is only one man, and the village has grown so much in the past 20 years. And then there's the toys that the children break, the repairs, the wear and tear. That takes time, too. Now there is a lottery. The children who want toys draw tablets from a kettle, and they swallow them. Those who wake up the next day get toys, and those who don't, well, they should have taken better care of their toys, or read more books.
And there we have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the Pick 2 topics. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to remind yourself of what the topics were. You don't need me rattling on and on and on and on. I mean, that gets boring after a while. That gets boring after almost 15 years. Oh my God. Anyway, the topic of the next weekly challenge is tinfoil. So go ahead and get started writing now. Although you can see the list of all the topics coming up for the year at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, along with an archive of all the stories that have ever been on the podcast, in audio and text form, I hope, and links to everybody's site. I don't know what else you need. Links to other podcasts? Okay, you can look those up in iTunes. And Spotify and all sorts of places, Podchaser. There are not that many places anymore, but I guess if you just Google them, I don't know. Anyway, I will see y'all tomorrow with another story and so on and so on and so on until next week. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.